Conference Committee on Senate Bill 94 be in order. Secretary will take the roll.
Senator Regier.
Here.
Senator Blaisdell.
Here.
Senator Cafaro. Representative Abbott. Representative Hertz.
Present.
Representative Nolan.
Here.
Thank you.
Committee, Conference Committee on Senate Bill 94. Does anyone not have the current copy? Should be right by you. Okay. Yesterday, the Senate rejected the House amendments. That vote was 48-1 to reject those amendments. I want to give you a little bit of a history of this bill. It's on its fifth fiscal note. Yeah, and that's the one 410 in the lower left-hand corner. Five fiscal notes for this bill. And I did photocopy the front pages of the first one and the fourth fiscal note. And if you look in the lower left-hand corner, if it says where it says 1/16/2017, that was the first fiscal note. And you can see it was a sizable fiscal note. Then the fourth fiscal note is 3/13 in the lower left-hand corner. And I show you that fiscal note because in Senate Finance and Claims, they put an amendment on, made some changes, and it dropped the fiscal note dramatically. And I'll talk about some of the things that they did on the amendment that I'm proposing to this committee. And then take a look at the fifth fiscal note, the one that says 411 in the corner, or your pink paper, 410, same thing. You'll notice that this fifth fiscal note was a result of the House amendments that were put on in House tax, and the fiscal note went up 28% over what the fiscal note was when it came from the Senate. So my suggestion to this committee, I'd like to put the bill back to that form where it came out of Finance and Claims when it passed the Senate then and went to House tax. So with that, there should have amendment. Anyone not have 9403? Okay. I will move amendment SB009403.AMM. And I'll go over this amendment with you. What this amendment does is puts the bill back the way it was when it came over from the Senate, when it came out of Senate Finance and Claims. The major things, if you go to paragraph two of the amendment, it's taking 200% and putting it 150%, and that is explained in paragraph 4, where it says, insert, subject to subsection 6, if the total appraised value of the land is greater than 150% of the appraised value of the primary residence and improvement situated on the land, then the land is valued at 150% of the appraised value of the primary residence and improvement situated on the land, subject to the minimum equalization of value required in subsection 4, and the remainder of the land value is exempt from taxation. Another major part of this amendment that they had in Finance and Claims is paragraph number 7. An affirmation that the land has been owned by the applicant or a family member of the applicant within the third degree of consanguinity for at least 30 consecutive years. That part of the amendment really, really restricts the amount of properties that would be available for this exemption. It takes out any land speculation. And if you're wondering about consanguinity, I gave you a consanguinity chart, and according to this amendment, within the third degree, so if you see a little number 1, 2, or 3, those are the relatives that the land would have to stay within that family. So children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nephews, nieces, brothers, sisters, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, wherever there's a little one, two, or three, that's in the third degree of consanguinity. So questions, comments on the amendment? Senator Cafaro, did you get one? Okay. Any questions, comments on the amendment, thoughts? Representative Hertz.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I think it's a good amendment. I mean, the whole process behind this is to keep these homes within the families, and you know, they're getting pushed out of these homes due to folks coming in, as we all know, and driving up the price of property. And I think one of the proponents to these bills was spot on when he came and told us that I shouldn't have to come to the legislature to beg to stay in my house. So I think this is a good amendment. I'll be supporting it.
Okay. Anyone else?
Question.
Okay. Question's been called for on the amendment. We will do a roll call vote.
Senator Regeer.
Yes.
Senator Blaisdell.
Yes.
Senator Cafaro.
Yes.
Representative Abbott. Representative Hertz.
Yes.
And Representative Nolan.
Yes.
And motion carries both in the House and the Senate.
Okay. Anything else, committee?
Mr. Chairman, do we have to move the bill as amended? I don't know. Do you still have to do that, or is the amendment on and then it's good to go? Or I've done it both ways. So
Ms. Moore, for
Mr. Tell you what. Chairman, members of the committee, I think you could do it either way. You're really doing the amendments at this point, mm-hmm, rather than the bill.
Okay.
Well, for the fun of it then, why don't we move the bill as amendment? Okay. I will move Senate Bill 94 as amended. Okay. And we'll do a voice vote on it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay. Anything else, committee? Ms. Moore, thank you for what you did. And Ms. Spencer, we are adjourned. Sir, we are adjourned.